Good morning. Welcome to Chinese Faith Baptist Church online worship on the last day of May 2020. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Remember the book of Acts, chapter 2, when the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, came to the early church where people could start to understand each other in their own native language, speaking in their own tongues. Peter then spoke and converted over 3,000 people to follow Christ as his believers. We are so thankful for God's Holy Spirit to guide us.
各位早晨, 欢迎你来到忠诚浸信会网上的崇拜。 今天是2020年5月的最后一个星期一。 而且又是五旬節。我們記得在《使徒行傳》第二章，當聖靈三位一體的第三者來到早期的教會裏面，有些人可以用他們自己的母語去互相交流，說方言。彼得之後就講了一個sermon，一篇道。 就改變了去3000多個人去轉靠耶穌基督成為他的信徒。我們好感謝神是用聖靈去引導我們。現在我們用歌聲去讚頌我們的耶穌基督。 Let's worship Jesus with our songs. Let's start with Holy, Holy, Holy to celebrate the Pentecost. 让我们用这首诗歌《圣哉，圣哉，圣哉》去庆祝五旬节。
merciful and mighty God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
God's grace is everlasting forever. We need to be thankful to what He has done for us. Forever thankful.
Thank 赐我新心与心灵，无尽感恩真挚奉上。
When we believe and trust in Jesus, when we want to follow him, we want to give our heart to him 100%. 当我们信靠了耶稣，要跟随他的时候，我们要将我们的身心献给他，我们的主，100%全部交了给他。I give you my heart, 将身心献给主。
Two, three, go.
Welcome to another Sunday of digital worship.
多謝大家今個星期我哋又一齊喺呢個嘅網上嚟到敬拜。
We continue to be grateful that this technology allows us to worship together.
好開心嘅，有嘅新嘅科技，我哋可以雖然大家見面，都可以喺網上嚟到一齊嚟到係敬拜我哋嘅神。
Will you join me in prayer?
我哋一齊禱告。
Father, you are the great God of the universe.
神啊，你是宇宙当中的伟大的神。
We trust in you.
我们是完全相信你。
We trust that you are in control.
我们相信你是掌管万有一切。
We trust that you have good plans.
我们相信你，你对我世人有一个好的计划。
And Lord, we know your plans began long ago.
主要我们相信你的计划从创始成终的爱已经可以是给我们有这个计划。
You chose the people of Israel so long ago.
神啊，你在创世以先你已经拣选了以色列人。
You chose them to be a people that would be holy and pure.
神啊，你是拣选了以色列人，你给他们成为圣洁，是无可指责。
And today, you have included us in that people.
神啊，你今天包括我们在内当中。
So Lord, we pray that you would help us to be a holy and pure people.
神啊，我们求你帮助我们，能够我们生活都能够过圣洁，能够是无可指责。
Help us to trust in your plan.
求你帮我们可以更加信任主你的计划。
And help us to trust until that day when every knee bows to Jesus.
也都相信期待主亦再来那一日，万膝都要向我们的主耶稣基督来到跪拜。
And Lord, I pray that you would care for our needs until that day.
神啊，直至到我们未见主再来的一日，求你继续的每一日都是供给给我们。
Please continue to provide for us.
求你继续每一日的赐我们。
Please put food on our tables.
求你每日赐我们日用的饮食。
Please help us to pay our rent and our mortgages.
神啊，让我们有足够的金钱交我们的屋租和交这个的供款供屋 的钱。
Please keep us healthy and safe.
帮助我们有平安 有健康。
And Lord, please help us to have wisdom to keep ourselves healthy and safe.
神啊，亦都求你俾我哋有智慧，使到我哋点样每一日都活得健康过嚟。
Lord, I pray that you would bring comfort to those that are discouraged.
神啊，当有人喺沮丧嘅当中，求你俾佢哋有安慰。
And Lord, I pray that you would help our leaders to be wise. Help them to make wise decisions that protect us financially.
神啊，俾佢哋有智慧喺经济上点样嚟到保护我哋。
But also decisions that help protect our health and our safety.
亦都有智慧嘅，帮助我哋能够喺生活上能够系有健康嘅，有平安嘅。
Lord, this situation is beyond our human wisdom.
神啊，今日呢个嘅疫情嘅里边，实在我哋人系冇法子可以控制到。
And so, Lord, we pray that you would grant wisdom.
神啊，求你赐俾我哋有领啲领袖有智慧嘅，点样去处理
？Lord, we're aware that there's protests and rioting going on in our nation now.
神啊，我哋系整个国家都有呢啲嘅暴乱，有呢啲嘅抗议。
We pray that you would bring peace and you would bring justice.
神啊，求你亦都系俾有和平，同埋有公义嘅显出。
Lord, teach your church how to respond.
神啊，求你俾教会能够知道点样嚟到回应。
Teach us to know how to work for justice and peace in our world.
神啊，亦都俾教会能够知道点样嚟到喺世界当中能够行出公义，同埋能够有和平。
And teach us how to respond to the COVID-19 crisis.
求你都教导教会点样去处理呢个嘅新冠状嘅肺炎。
Give the church wisdom as we decide how to continue.
神啊，俾教导我哋点样嚟到喺教会继续嘅嚟到服侍你。
And Lord, we continue to lift up Annie and Paul to you.
神啊，亦都继续为到 Annie 同埋 Paul 嚟到交托俾主你。
Please continue to heal and continue to encourage.
求你继续嘅医治 Annie， 更加系鼓励阿 Paul， 更加我哋信靠你。
And Lord, we pray for our graduates.
神啊，我哋亦都为到我哋嘅毕业生嚟到祷告。
We pray that they can finish out their school years well, and they can look ahead to the future with hope.
神啊，帮助他们很快的就完成了他们的学业，求你是为到他们将来来到是为他们来到引路。
Finally, Lord, we pray for our time today together.
神啊，我们今天为到我们今天敬拜你的时候来到祷告。
I pray that you would be honored by our worship.
神啊，愿意我们的今天的敬拜能够带给主的荣耀。
And Lord, I pray you would grant us wisdom through your word.
神啊，求你俾我哋有智慧，能够明白主嘅说话。
Please guide my words.
神啊，帮助我所讲嘅说话。
And please guide Pastor Wallace's words.
亦都为咗我要作翻译嘅，求你保守我哋。
And I pray that your Spirit will take these messages and move in the hearts of each person listening.
求圣灵能够帮助我哋听到呢啲嘅。你的说话能够引导我们有改变。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们祷告奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祈祷，阿们。
All right. During these past few months, there has been a lot of bad news.
在过往的几个月，我们所听到的都是一些很不好的坏的消息。
Now, I want to stay informed, so I do read the news.
所以我一直留意着这些消息，所以我一直留心这些新闻。
But I also find myself wanting to avoid the news.
但是我也有时都觉得我不想听这些消息。
It can be disheartening.
有时令到我们很沮丧。
This week, in addition to issues surrounding the COVID-19 crisis, we're hearing of protests and riots.
我们继续听到有这些新冠状的病毒的肺炎的消息的新闻，但是也都是在美国也都有很多这些抗议的暴乱的新闻在发生着。
And we continue to hear of political divisiveness.
也都看到在政治上有很多的分歧的消息的新闻。
When we first entered this time of sheltering, I was a bit naive.
当我们刚刚进入这个的居家令当中，我有一些的天真的想法。
I began to think that maybe as we were all in this shared difficulty, it would bring our nation together in some way.
我天真的思想就是在这个困难的环境里面，我们大家可以一起的同心的合作来到处理这些困难。
Instead, our country has been as divisive as ever.
但是更加我看到国家来说更加好以往一样来到分裂过来分歧过来。
But I should not be surprised by this.
但应该我不觉得这些是稀奇的。
This is the way that a world that's been cursed by sin behaves.
因为整个世界因为罪入了世界就是有这样的破坏。
Sin causes us to look towards our own interests.
罪入了世界的时候，我们很多时候都是顾住自己的心。
And our own interests cause us to dismiss the interests of others.
因为我们顾住自己的时候，我们没有忘记了别人的需要。
And this leads to divisiveness and even violence.
那更加的引导人的分裂，更加有很多的暴乱事件的发生。
Now I do still believe that God can and will bring change through this virus.
我更加的相信，坚定的相信，神有计划在这个病毒的当中，神会将一切会改变过来。
But I believe that that change needs to happen primarily with the church.
但我亦更加相信要改变的最基本的是由教会来到开始。
I believe that God uses times like this to do a work in his own people.
我相信神在这个疫情里面，神要让他的子民来到是有首先的改变。
God desires that his people will grow through this difficult experience.
神是愿望他的子民是首先在这方，在这个困难里面能够成长过来。
And I believe there may even be areas where he wants his people to repent during this difficult experience.
更加在这个困难的环境里面，上帝更加愿望我们人，他的子民能够是悔改过来。
It's precisely at a time like this when the church should stand out from the rest of the world.
更加的，他更加愿望在这个这么珍贵的环境里面，他希望教会能够在世界当中是突显出来。
The Apostle Paul desired the same thing for the Philippian church 2,000 years ago.
所以保罗在2000年前的时候，他也都希望腓立比的教会都有这样的突显的改变。
We've been reading about this the last several weeks in the book of Philippians.
在过往几个星期，我们都是一路睇紧腓立比书。
And this is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
我们今天看腓立比书的第二章第十五节。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
使你们无可指责，诚实蒙毅，在这弯曲拨谋的世代作神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
The church of Philippi was experiencing difficult times in their day.
在腓立比当时的教会，他们都是遇上了很困难的时刻。
They were experiencing persecution from their neighbors.
就是他受到这个邻舍的环境的逼迫。
They faced economic hardship because of their faith.
因为他们的信仰使到他们经济上受到很多的困难。
And on top of this, their great leader Paul had been put in prison.
更加的，他们的领袖更加被困在监里面。
It would have been easy for the Philippian Christians to escape these hardships by abandoning their faith.
如果腓立比教会要面对这些困难，最容易解决的方法就是放弃他们的信仰。
At the very least, they could have compromised in their faith.
就是他们在信仰当中是对这些逼迫有所妥协。
But instead, Paul called them to be blameless and pure.
但是保罗是更加要鼓励他在日常的生活当中要做到无可指责，诚实无伪。
He said that the world around them was crooked and depraved.
保罗是形容当时的教会是在这个弯曲拨谋的世代里面。
So if they became blameless and pure, they would shine like stars in the universe.
如果他在这个这么弯曲拨谋的世代里面，他们的生活做到无可指责，诚实无伪的时候，他就好像在这个世代当中成为明光的照耀。
They would stand out amongst their crooked and depraved generation.
所以他就在这个这么坏的弯曲拨谋的世代当中成为一个明光照耀。
Now Paul expected that the church would influence and even bring change to the world.
保罗是希望腓立比教会是影响了他身边的人，能够也都更加是改变整个世界。
But Paul did not expect the world to become blameless and pure.
保罗是没有期待是世界是会改变过来成为无可指责那么好。
He expected the church to stand out from the world.
他首先是希望教会在这个世界当中是突显了出来。
The church was to be the place that a depraved world could look to for hope.
他希望教会能够有一些这么好的表现的时候，人对教会有 对教会有一个嘅盼望喺度。
Now this has always been the plan for God's people.
呢个系神一直对佢嘅子民有咁嘅盼望。
In fact, this short passage from Philippians actually draws upon Old Testament imagery.
但系喺呢个新约嚟讲，亦都系反映喺旧约当中俾我哋一个图画睇得见嘅情况。
It first draws from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32.
就系首先我哋睇到保罗系心脑里边系有呢个嘅《生命记》32章嘅内容喺个头脑里边。
Now, in the book of Deuteronomy, God's people were the people of Israel.
在旧约当中，神的子民就是这个的以色列人。
They were just about to enter the land that God had promised to them.
他们就是很快的就进入了这个神所应许之地。
And before they entered, their leader Moses actually sang a song to them.
当他们就来要进入这个的应许之地的时候，摩西为他们唱了一个诗歌出来。
In this song, Moses said that Israel had begun to act unfaithfully to God.
他说，摩西说给以色列人知，他以色列人的表现对神是完全没有忠心的。
He said that they had become a crooked and depraved generation.
就是摩西形容的以色列人，他们是这个，是有指责。
The Israelites were supposed to be a light to the nations.
他希望以色列人成为他世界的光。
But instead, they had become a crooked and depraved generation themselves.
就是他成为他们自己的破坏一个不好的世代。
In the book of Philippians, Paul uses these exact same words.
所以保罗亦都就喺呢个嘅腓立比用翻同一个字嚟到咁形容佢哋。
Paul described the Roman world surrounding the church as a crooked and depraved generation.
所以保罗系形容当时罗马嘅教会就系俾呢个弯曲拨谬嘅世代所包围住。
He was warning the church to not become like ancient Israel.
他警告腓立比的教会不好像旧约的以色列人一样。
The ancient Israelites became just like the world around them.
旧约当中，他们的人也都好像世界的人生活的一样。
But in contrast, the Philippian Christians were warned to be different from the world around them.
神是希望以色列人在这个的弯曲拨谬的世代的里面，他能够成为一个突显一个 的民族。
In fact, they were to be so different that they shined like the stars.
他希望他们能够突显了他们神的子民的时候，他能够好像像神一样能够发挥这个的光照在这个黑暗的世界的里面。
I remember times when I have been camping far away from the city.
我记得我是去露营的时候远离这个市区。
It is always amazing to look up at the sky and see all the stars shining so brightly.
在一个这么黑的环境里面，我看到望上的天空，看到上面天空的星能够这么光的闪艳。
When we get out away from all of the city lights, the stars shine all that much brighter.
所以在这个黑暗的环境里面，我们看到这个星的光是更加的光亮。
The darker the surroundings, the more brilliantly the stars shine out.
越黑暗的里面，看到这些光是更加的光照耀。
The Philippian church lived in dark surroundings.
在腓立比当时的教会，是一个弯曲黑暗的世界的里面的生活。
They lived amongst a crooked and depraved people.
他生活在一个弯曲拨谬的世代的当中时间的里面。
Paul called on them to be so different that they shined out brilliantly like the stars.
保罗是呼吁他们能够在这个这么弯曲拨谬的世代里面成为当时世代的光照耀他们。
And this image of stars is also drawing upon Old Testament images.
亦都是这些的光照，亦都是代表是以色列人当中 神所期待佢哋要咁样做。
It draws from the book of Daniel, chapter 12.
喺呢个但以利书十二章亦都有咁样嚟到提到。
In the book of Daniel, the people of Israel were in a difficult time.
喺但以利嘅时候，以色列人亦都生活喺一个困难嘅时候里边。
They had been captured by a foreign nation and put into exile.
佢系被人系俘虏，系住喺外地嘅里边。
And even when they were returned to their land, they were controlled by the foreign power of Persia.
虽然以色列人被掳归回去自己国土嘅时候，但系仍然被到系呢个嘅波斯国嚟到统治。
So during this difficult time, God gave a series of visions to the prophet Daniel.
在这个这么困难的生活里面，神是给了但以理有几个异象看得到。
In one of these visions, God gave Daniel a look ahead to a time of great deliverance for God's people.
神给但以理看到一个异象，就是总有一天神是会将以色列人是完全释放过来。
He spoke of a final resurrection when God's people would rise to everlasting life.
就是他讲到当耶稣基督再复活的时候，神会给人一个有永生的生命。
He then said that those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever.
神也都说，凡是人教导别人能够在义的当中行的时候，就好像在明亮当中的照耀。
So Paul drew on this language to speak to the church at Philippi.
所以保罗亦都引用翻佢哋当时但以理书所讲嘅说话，嚟到系鼓励腓立比教会嘅人。
By doing this, Paul was reminding the Philippian church of the great hope that Daniel had proclaimed.
保罗系提醒腓立比教会但以理所宣讲对佢哋所讲以色列人所讲嘅盼望。
The prophet Daniel was encouraging ancient Israel to stand apart from the nations.
是但以利先知是鼓励以色列人要从世界是分别为圣过来。
They could do this knowing that God would give them the gift of eternal life.
亦都但以利都是同以色列人讲话，他们这样做的时候，神会赐给他们有永生。
Paul wanted the Philippian Christians to remember this as well.
即保罗亦都希望腓立比嘅基督徒亦都明白上帝对佢呢个对我哋嘅应许。
We remember that a few verses earlier, Paul had proclaimed a day when every knee would bow to Jesus.
喺前几节嘅经文，保罗亦都再一次嘅提醒我哋话，当嗰日嚟基督嚟嘅时候，万膝都要去主嚟到跪拜。
The Philippian Christians did not need to be afraid to stand out from the surrounding world.
去鼓励腓立比教会，他们不需要在这个这么黑暗的环境里面惧怕过来，因为神对我们对他们有应许。
They could be pure and blameless even if that brought persecution.
他们能够做到无可指责，是诚实无伪的时候，或者会带来他们会受到逼迫。
They could stand out like shining stars, even if it brought economic hardship.
他们要站起上来，要为主发光，在这个情况之下，也都会为他们带来经济上的压迫。
They could do this because God had promised a glorious day for them when Christ would return.
他答应凡是主基督再回来的一天，我们每个人都有一个是更加明亮的荣耀的时间。
So this image of shining stars is an image of hope for the church.
这个明亮之星就被人带给我们教会一个的希望在这里。
But this image also carries an evangelistic message.
但是这个的我们有个好的生活的见证的时候，也都有一个的报道的时候。
The book of Daniel said those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars.
但以利书亦都教导人话，如果我哋学义嘅时候，亦都系能够成为明亮之星。
In the book of Philippians, Paul had the same idea in mind.
所以保罗写腓立比书嘅时候，亦都有咁同一个嘅想法。
Paul has shown throughout the book of Philippians that he was concerned for the advance of the gospel.
整本腓立比的书 保罗都一直关心要将福音来到传开。
When the church lives blameless and pure lives, they will shine like stars.
保罗告诉你们，如果你在生活当中做到无可指责、诚实无伪的时候，就会在这个世代当中成为这个明光。
And Paul believes that this will attract people to the gospel.
保罗也相信，若然他们有这么生活的这么好的见证的时候，会引人来到是归主。
He knows that it will bring persecution from the majority of the world.
也都知道他们有这么好的生活的见证的时候，他们会带来，他们会被人逼迫。
But individuals within that world will be drawn to these shining lights.
就是有世人因为见到教会的世人信徒的光，会引领他们能够归入基督。
This was Paul's message to ancient Christians in Philippi.
这个就是在腓立比，保罗对腓立比教会所发出的信息。
He wanted them to live countercultural lives.
就是他希望他能够是反文化地来到生活。
He wanted them to be so different from the world around them that they shine like stars.
他希望腓立比教会的生活不同世人合污一样。
I believe Paul would have the same message for us today.
所以我相信保罗对我们今天的人也都是有同一样的信息。
We also live in a crooked and depraved generation.
我们今天也都生活在一个弯曲拨谋的世代里面。
And it is very tempting to become just like the world around us.
即是有时我们要想一下，都希望会妥协过来。
It is also tempting to become overwhelmed by the darkness we see around us.
有时我们会就被这个黑暗的世界所蒙盖住。
But Paul calls the church to be different.
但是保罗教导我们，我们要是突显过来。
He calls us to shine like stars.
他希望我们的信徒能够好像明光星星一样地来照亮这个黑暗的世界。
We are to be a countercultural movement.
我们这样做的时候，就是说我们有一个反传统的文化的生活。
And when we do this, we will invite persecution.
因为我们不是跟世界的人生活一样的时候，我们会带来有对人对我们的逼迫。
But we will also attract people looking for the hope of the gospel.
相反的，也都我们有好的生命的时候，见证的时候，也都会吸引人来到是，给人来到是认识福音。
And we are to live this way, always keeping in mind that God has glory waiting for us.
如果我们继续要为主要作见证的时候，神也都答应，将来神的荣耀是等待着我们。
Now, when we speak of being blameless and pure, certain ideas usually come into our minds.
当我们要讲到话要无可指责、诚实无伪的时候，我们会想到一些事情。
We often think of specific moral areas such as sex or violence or bad language.
我们说要做到无可指责的时候，我们会想到就是这个道德方面啊、性啊、暴戾啊、粗言秽语。
And we are obviously to be pure and blameless in these areas.
所以我也都相信我们在这方面我们是没有做到，没有犯的。
But Paul had something else in mind when he gave these instructions to the Philippians.
当保罗要教他们的时候，保罗脑里面是有一种的另外一种想法的教导。
Paul began this instruction with the following words.
保罗要讲的时候，他首先用了几句的引言来讲。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
在第十四节，他说凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，在这弯曲拨谋的世代中作神无瑕疵的儿女。
In this passage, Paul has specific behaviors in mind that will make the church blameless and pure.
所以保罗教导他的时候，保罗是有某一些的行动在脑里面， 要教导腓立比教会嘅人要咁样去做，改变过嚟。
He instructs them to do all things without complaining or arguing.
首先，保罗要教导佢哋无可指责，就要首先要做到做事情系无怨言、无争辩。
For Paul, this is the behavior that would make them stand out from the world.
如果保罗嘅谂法就系话，如果佢哋做得到冇怨言、冇争辩嘅时候，佢就喺世界嘅当中、生活当中突显咗佢哋出嚟。
And once again, Paul is drawing on Old Testament language.
但系呢度亦都系保罗用引用翻、用翻呢个旧约当中嘅语言。
There was a period of time in the Old Testament when Israel was wandering in the desert.
喺嗰段嘅期旧约当中。以色列人喺呢个嘅旷野嚟到系游动嘅。
God led them to the desert to rescue them from slavery in Egypt.
神系引领以色列人逃离埃及，唔需要再作奴隶。
During this time, God provided food and water for Israel.
神系供应俾以色列人有呢个食物俾佢哋保护。
God protected them from their enemies.
神是保护他们不受到敌人的袭击。
God provided instruction for them and care for them.
神是给他们有指引和有这个的照顾他们。
Yet over and over, Israel complained against God.
但是一次的又一次，以色列人对神一直的发怨言。
And they complained against God's leaders.
但是亦都是以色列人是向神要投诉他们的领袖。
Their grumbling showed that they did not have faith in God's plan.
他们的埋怨就是因为他对神的计划是没有信心。
They showed that they questioned his wisdom.
他显出他们的埋怨，显出他怀疑神的智慧。
They continued to put their own individual needs ahead of the needs of others.
以色列人一直是顾住自己，是没有顾及别人。
This is why Moses later called them a crooked and depraved generation.
所以摩西就形容就是说他们在这个弯曲拨谋的世代的生活里面。
So in the book of Philippians, Paul said that the world was crooked and depraved.
所以在腓立比书，保罗也都引用这个的弯曲拨谋世代这个形容词。
And he urged the church to be different.
他要求教会能够受一个生活特别的改变。
But the precise way that they were to be different was to stop complaining and arguing.
一个很确定的指引，他们首先要做的就是在生活当中不要再有这个埋怨和争辩。
Paul sees that behavior as characteristic of the world.
世界就是一直人是有争辩，有这个的埋怨，但是保罗希望腓立比教会的信徒不要这样做。
And Paul saw this becoming a problem within the church at Philippi.
也都保罗看到腓立比教会也都有这样的问题发生。
Grumbling and arguing come when we are not happy with our circumstances.
因为我们埋怨，就是因为我们对环境不如意的时候，我们就有埋怨，有争辩。
We grumble ultimately because we do not have faith that God works all things together for our good.
因为我们神有埋怨，因为我们信不过神，他对话万事互相效力这种的信心。
When we grumble, we show that we lack trust in God's wisdom.
因为我们有埋怨的时候，直接显示出我们对神的信心不足够。
And we argue because we have put our needs ahead of the needs of others.
因为我们与别人的争辩，因为我将我们自己的益处是放在别人之先。
Grumbling and arguing threaten the unity of the church.
如果教会有埋怨，有争辩的时候，教会是不会有合一。
And these are themes that Paul talks about throughout this letter.
就是这个的主题就是整本腓立比教会就是这样都是教导他们。
In chapter 1, Paul urged the church to stand firm in one spirit.
在腓立比书第一章就是保罗教导他们，我们要同心合意。
They needed to be unified as one in the face of persecution.
就是他们要合一, 当他们要面对有逼迫的时候, 他们要合一过来。
Grumbling and arguing threatened that unity.
如果大家有埋怨有争辩的时候, 他们不会有合一。
At the beginning of chapter 2, he pleaded with them to look to the interests of others ahead of their own.
在第二章的时候, 他要求腓立比教会, 就是要顾及别人, 不要只顾着他自己。
He then presented the Christ hymn as the ultimate example.
所以保罗也用了这个基督的诗歌来这样教导他们。
Jesus became nothing for the sake of others.
耶稣基督是为着别人，他自己一无所有。
Jesus obediently died on the cross for the sake of others.
耶稣基督为着罪人，他为罪人而死在十字架。
And he did this without complaining or accusing others.
耶稣基督所做的，他没有发这个投诉，没有指责到别人。
As a lamb comes before the shearer, so he was silent.
好像羊在一个剪毛人的手上的时候，他无声。
Jesus put others' needs ahead of his own.
耶稣基督将别人的需要放在自己之先。
And Jesus trusted in God's good plan.
耶稣基督完全相信神对他身上的计划。
So he had no reason to complain.
所以他完全对神是没有这样的埋怨。
If the Philippian church was to remain unified, they needed to put away grumbling and arguing.
所以腓立比教会要有这个合一的时候, 就要放低他们自己的埋怨和这个争辩。
And notice that Paul told them to do this with all things.
记住, 保罗是教导他们说,
They should do nothing with complaint or argument.
他们所做的不要有埋怨，又不要有这个争辩在这里。
Paul believed that if they did this, they would truly be blameless and pure.
所以保罗很相信，他们凡事所作的，能够做到不会发怨言有争辩的时候，他们就可以表现得无可指责。
Complaining and arguing arise from our desire to please ourselves in the moment.
因为有投诉，有争辩的时候，就会带来我们自己一点的喜乐。
They come from wanting to get our own way.
他只是想人是跟从他们自己的立法。
These are characteristics of the sinful life.
狗有这样做的时候，就是显出我们生命当中是有罪在这里。
But Paul believed the church could be different.
但是保罗相信我们基督徒是可以做到有不同的地方。
Christians could follow in the path of Jesus who trusted in God's plan.
所以基督徒是会跟从主的脚步，相信神的计划。
Jesus had no need to argue and complain because he put the needs of others above his own.
主无需要与人来争辩投诉，因为主将别人放在他之先。
When the church acted like this, they would truly be countercultural.
因为如果人做到没有埋怨、没有争辩的时候， 我们这个生活的方式就叫做反文化的方式。
They would indeed shine like stars in the world.
如果我们这样做的时候， 成为这个黑暗的世界当中的光。
Because Paul believes the world is characterized by grumbling and arguing.
因为保罗相信他们的世界， 每个人都是做到有埋怨、有投诉。
The coronavirus pandemic has given our world many reasons to complain and argue.
我们今天这个病毒会给人带来我们很多的理由可以埋怨，很多的投诉在这里。
In fact, here in the West, our world has become more divisive and argumentative.
在这个西方的世界里面，我们的世界是越来越生活在这个分歧的里面。
We're seeing a rise in dissatisfaction about everything from money to entertainment.
我们对世界每一样东西都是不满意的，从金钱到娱乐当中， 我哋都样样睇起上嚟都好唔开唔满意。
If you go onto any social media platform, you'll see a lot of complaining.
所以无论喺世界嘅环境，你睇到每一样嘢，人都有呢个嘅投诉语言喺度。
Our world finds every reason to complain and grumble.
世界每一样嘢，你都会有个理由可以去投诉，会埋怨嘅。
I believe that this is a perfect opportunity for the church to shine like stars.
在今日这个疫情里面，我们生活在这个世界，我们可以显出有跟别人生活的方式是不同。
As human beings, we have a normal tendency to join with the world in grumbling and arguing.
有时生活在这个世界里面，我们有时会乱同世界的生活人的方式一样，每一样东西都有埋怨，有争辩。
God has given us this opportunity to repent of that.
神给我这个在这个的环境里面，神给我的机会，我们可以悔改过来。
I believe that Paul would tell our churches today to do all things without grumbling or arguing.
所以我们都相信保罗也都可以跟我们今天的教会教导我们说，凡所作的我们都不发怨言和争论。
He would tell us to wear our masks without grumbling.
所以保罗也都会告诉我们，我们要戴这个口罩，不要有埋怨。
He would tell us to reach out to people on that next Zoom meeting without grumbling.
我也都会教导我们，我们要可以在这个下次的视像会议当中，我们不要有埋怨。
He would tell us to stretch out that last stimulus check without grumbling.
也都会告诉我们，对政府那张的资助的支票，我们要悭点使，不要埋怨。
He would tell us to work out our differences without being divisive.
保罗都会希望教导我们，大家解决问大家不同意见的时候，我们不要有分歧，不要有埋怨。
He would tell the church to put each other's needs ahead of our own.
保罗都告诉我们，将别人的需要放在我们个人之上。
If we could truly be characterized as a people who did all things without complaining, we would truly shine in our world.
如果我们做到真正做到无怨无悔做这些事情的时候，我们真的可以成为世上之光。
And this will attract people from our world who are looking for something different.
所以如果我们能够做到不埋怨不争辩的时候，会吸引人来到进入教会，能够认识基督。
This will show the power of Christ's Spirit in our lives.
这个就是显出神的灵在我们的生命里面。
In a world of complaining and arguing, we can be a people of hope and thankfulness.
世界的人有埋怨有争辩的时候，我们做到没有埋怨没有争辩的时候，会被人能够认识基督的生命。
So how can we live this kind of life?
我们怎么可以做到这样的生活呢？
We do it by trusting in God's wisdom and plan.
所以我们可以做得到的，就是可以完全相信上帝，相信上帝在我们生命当中的计划。
We do it with a belief that a day is coming when God will make all things right.
我们更加相信当那日来的时候，世界会完全是完整过来，神会做得到。
God will bring justice to this world.
神会在这个世界当中带来公义的审判。
God will allow us to share in the glory of his son.
神会容让我们与基督一样分享他的荣耀。
And if we're convinced of these things, we have no reason to complain.
所以我们相信神给我们有这么大的应许的时候，我们今天所做的，我们应该要学习没有埋怨，没有争辩。
So I want to urge all of us to let this strange time become our opportunity.
所以我很要求大家的，就在这个这么困的疫情里面，我们生活要有一个特别的改变过来。
It is our opportunity to become blameless and pure.
所以在这个这么好的计划里面，在我们生活当中，神能够成为无可指责，诚实无伪。
Let us put away complaining and arguing.
将所有的埋怨争辩都放低下来。
Let us instead set our hope on that day when every tongue will agree that Jesus is Lord.
我们期待那天基督来的时候，万室都要向主来跪拜，承认基督是我们的主。
And when we do this, the church will truly shine like stars.
那一天来到的时候，所有教会就成为黑暗的世界当中的明亮的照耀之星。
Please pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
Father, you have set us apart as your people.
神啊，你愿意我们在世人当中是分别为圣过来。
You have called us to be pure and blameless.
神啊，你是要求我们 是诚实无伪，是无可指责的。
You want your church to be a light to the world.
神啊，你是希望教会能够是成为世上的光。
You want our behavior to show the world what true life can look like.
神啊，你希望教会的人能够在这个黑暗的世界里面成为世上的光，能够知道光的是怎么样。
And so we ask that you help us to be that.
神啊，求你帮助给我们有这种的能力做得到。
In a world that's full of grumbling and complaining and argument, let us avoid that.
神啊，这个世界是充满埋怨、争辩、抱怨的。
Help us to be a people of rejoicing and hope and thankfulness.
神啊，帮助我们成为一个有喜乐、能够是事事感恩的人。
Help us to look at the mundane things of life and the frustrating things of life as opportunities to rejoice in you.
神啊，在这个这么困难、沮丧的生活的里面，能够我们仍然在生活的当中能够带有喜乐。
Help us to trust in the wisdom of your plan.
神啊，帮助我们完全相信上帝在我们身上的计划。
Help us to follow in the path of Jesus who did this perfectly.
神啊，愿意我们更加跟随主的脚步，因为主的脚步是完全。
As we think of the church throughout the entire world,
神啊，我们为到普天下所有的教会来一起的祷告。
Let us in this time become a church that shines like stars in the universe.
也都为到教普天下的教会，他们都能够在这个世界当中成为世上的光。
Please do this work in us, Lord.
神啊，帮助我们每一个信徒都可以这样做。
Please do not let us lose this opportunity or waste this opportunity to repent.
神啊，不要浪费这个机会。愿意我们有这个机会的时候，警醒我们能够在神的面前认罪悔改。
Thank you for all the good you do for us.
神啊，多谢你在我们生活当中所做的一切的美好。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祈祷奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿们。大家好，我们希望大家这个整个星期都是过得很好。时间过得好快，好快嘅就教会就系有呢个嘅年度呢、这个嘅经济嗰种嘅预算案，大家通过，亦都系选举下一届嘅每一个嘅委员嘅主席。由于呢个嘅家居令嘅时候，我哋嘅会议唔可以大家面对面，所以我哋只可以喺视像嘅当中，喺6月13号10点钟，我哋有呢个视像嘅会议。我哋欢迎每一个人能够喺嚟嘅出席嘅参加，但系投票嘅时候只系呢个会员有呢个嘅义务嚟到投票，嗰啲义务嘅程序会用电邮嘅发俾大家，投票嘅亦都用另外一个电邮嘅发俾大家，同埋呢个嘅指引。How are you, everybody? I hope everyone is doing well. Time flies.It's nearly the time for our church to vote on the next year, fiscal year budget and the committee chairs. Because of the social distancing, our meeting will be held through Zoom call on June 13 and 10 o'clock. Everyone is welcome to join the meeting, but only the church member will be allowed to vote.The meeting agenda will be emailed to everyone and a second email will be sent to the church member with the loading instruction. Also, on behalf of the church, I would like to congratulate all our 2020 graduates for high school and college. We congratulate the high school graduates Michelle Liu, Caleb Chang, Junyi Liu, and Jamie Munt, Olivia Tavin. In college graduate, we congratulate is Sandra Lee, Shirley Liu, Nathan Chu, Jonathan Cam, and Elizabeth Dodd. Let us continue to pray for their future, and the Lord may continue to guide them according to His will. 我代表教会来到去恭贺中学生同埋呢个大学生嘅毕业。中学生有 Michelle 啦，有 Caleb 啦 ，Junyi 啦 ，Jamie 啦。同埋 Olivia， 大學生亦都有 Sandra、Shirley 啦、Nathan、Jonathan 同埋 Elizabeth Dodd。我哋繼續為佢禱告，求神嚟到係帶領佢哋嘅將來能夠行喺主嘅旨意嘅當中。And next Sunday we'll be observing communion together through Zoom. Before then, please prepare some unleavened bread and grape juice.If unleavened bread is unavailable, normal bread can work too. But most importantly, please prepare your heart to observe communion together. 下一个主日，我哋就会喺网上嘅大家一齐嚟到守圣餐。如果呢个星期请大家可以预备一啲系无酵饼或者呢个葡萄汁。如果大家屋企冇呢个无酵饼嘅时候，普通嘅饼都可以。因为最主要的是我们的心，全感谢的心来到感谢上帝。Lastly, I want to give you an update on Annie. She's making daily progress, but please continue to pray for Annie and also Paul and their family. 最后的跟大家来到报告 Annie 的情况，每日都有进展，祈求的神继续的是来到是医治 Annie。同埋保守 Paul 嘅一家。So let us pray and the end of this worship. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for that we can worship you today. We know that during this pandemic, you have been protecting our church family. May you continue to give us the peace, strength, and safety as we go through this new week.神啊，多谢你俾我哋今日喺网上可以一齐嚟敬拜。我哋知道喺呢个疫情里边，神你保护教会嘅每一个家人，求你继续嘅祝福，俾我哋有平安、有力量，能够有力量嘅和平嘅，能够经过再过呢个嘅星期。我哋向主祷告，奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祈祷，阿门。We see you all in next week again.